So this is a very simplified stratigraphy, right? So this is that Silurian dolomite that we've been talking about up until now, right? Underneath it is a big thick shale called the Maquoketa Shale. And then we come into what is your uppermost aquifer down here. And this is the Sinope group dolomites, the Galena, the Decora, and the Platteville. This is the unit that hosted, you guys know about your lead mining history, right? That is the host rock for the ore, is the Sinope dolomites. Your Wisconsin state flag has a miner guy on it, right? I mean, the big lead zinc mining district and like 13 ignits of lead, right? This was a big mining area in the 1800s and into the early 1900s. And it is this unit here that is hosting that. Okay, underneath these dolomites is a sandstone, okay? Well, this is the St. Peter sandstone. Then you have another dolomite, and then you have the thick Cambrian sandstone. But we're going to focus on this top part right here now. So here's a detailed geologic map of the area. This is pulled from the state map of the whole thing, but Eric Stewart, who I work with, just finished Grant County mapping, and I think he's going to finish Lafayette this summer. So let's just, again, that stratigraphy, this greenish unit is that upper Sinope dolomite. Underneath it, this kind of purpley blue is the St. Peter. And then underneath that is the Prairie du Chien. And those are the units we're going to focus on. And this is the same sort of thing, just showing you as a stacked rock layers. Like I said, this is the Sinope host rock for the ore. Then you've got this little shale. Then you've got the St. Peter. This is going to matter because the geology matters for wells. Okay, you guys are also in what's called the driftless area, right? Which you all know. This is a map, sort of a publication we have about glaciation in Wisconsin. You can see where the big ice lobes were, and they weren't here. They didn't come down here, right? So you guys were never glaciated. And it means your geology, your landscape looks a little different. You have a lot more ridges and valleys, right? You don't have big, thick glacial sediments on top the way we do in other parts of the state. Instead, your superficial geology, you have something like weathering. We call it weathering residuum, right? So it's weathered from the carbonate bedrock. We call it the Roundtree Formation. You also have a lot of wind-blown stuff. Some of that is wind-blown sand, and some of that is lust, which is sort of silt-sized sediments. This is just a fancy word, colluvial sediments, for stuff that's slumping down hillsides, right? Alluvial sediments is what gets laid in river valleys, and lacustrine is lake sediments. So this is Graham, who I work with. Eric took this picture. This is looking at that Roundtree Formation, that kind of reddish brown, sometimes sandy, sometimes silty Roundtree Formation. I think Eric Carson, I work with a lot of Erics. unfortunately, all of our mappers seem to be named Eric. So he did a compilation of the superficial geology of the driftless area, and I think it has been released now, so that is available from our webpage.